Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street. I am back at Zacky's in Scarsdale, New York, with my dear friend, Andrew McMurray. Thank you for doing this again.
My pleasure.
We are standing in his most fabulous fine wine cellar, ironically, tasting Screwtop wines. But I think that's okay, because that means we can run the gamut around here.
Correct.
I love me a Screwtop as a single mother, because then I could screw it back on and put it in the fridge and finish it tomorrow without having to finish a whole bottle and getting a call from Dyfus.
Right. And there's more places that you can take it to open it, right?
And there's that. This is great for the beach.
Yeah.
And the barbecue and picnics and all this fabulous stuff we're supposed to do in the spring that I never seem to get around to do. But that being said, there's a ton of them here nowadays.
Yeah. And it's interesting. So I've been in the business long enough that I've seen it. It had a stigma. I remember when they first came out,
I was
just like, absolutely not. It's, you know, supermarket jug wine. I'm never going to drink a screw cap. And now, you know, it's in terms of, you know, there's issue with cork out there, you know, and with people being more earth friendly, there's bad cork, there's everything. All of a sudden, screw cap is like a real alternative. And it works in a certain category. You know, I would say that the $40 and under category, there are all wines that are just meant to, you know, fresh, right, drink them young.
Right, so we're not aging these wines.
No.
Because no oxygen can get through this screw top.
Correct.
So therefore, you can't age this thing.
Correct.
So you're drinking it with the intent of pretty much drinking it when you buy it.
Right.
Like on the way home.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know if we want to encourage that, but yeah. Yes, exactly. Or certainly it's not to be aged for a long, you know, for a decade plus. And honestly, you know, how many bottles of wine do you bring home that make it more than a couple of months?
Not
right?
in my house. Not
it's,
in my
your
house.
Your house is no different than most other people's
houses.
I am
very bad at the buy and hold thing. Okay, so
we are starting. We're going to jump all over the world just to show you.
This is so exciting because you have six here.
Yeah.
Six wines with screw tops, and I'm looking at a Bordeaux, so that's already telling me something.
Yeah, exactly. That they're catching up.
The
new world wines will say, you know, the U.S., New Zealand, they embrace screw caps much sooner than the French did. But even they're getting into it. So. We're starting out, this is New World, I call it. We're starting out in South Africa. And the name of this winery is called Rots.
Two A's.
Yeah, some people might look at it and say Rats.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually the Chenin Blanc grape.
Now this is my new favorite. One of my new favorites, I think, for summer is the Chenin Blanc. I'm loving this. This is fantastic.
Thing I love about it, it has like a little bit of like kind of like a waxy sort of flavor profile.
But I feel like it's got the minerality and the fruit kind of all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. The only problem with this is that it's Chenin Blanc and people don't know Chenin Blanc, right?
And they should.
And when we open this in the store or we put it in the Enomatic, it sells like wildfire. If you walk into the store and, you know, you say, hey, I need a bottle for tonight, and you're trying to put it in front of you, people are like, it's not Chardonnay or it's not something along
that. Right. But meanwhile, it's South Africa, pretty much it's South Africa's claim to fame right now. Even though all their wines are getting so much better.
Yep.
I actually think, and I just was writing about this the other day, that if you can't drink tequila like I can't drink tequila, this works great with Mexican food.
For sure.
Right?
For sure. This is absolutely what you're drinking with something that's got some spice to it, because like you said, the fruit component to it, it's got good fruit to it. Here's another one that could work with Mexican food. This
oh, wow.
is
look at the color on this
on.
One. So much more, like, you got that yellow to this one.
And yellow to green, right?
Yellow to green,
green
exactly.
fruit. So this is Vino Verde 2014. Everyone knows the Vino Verde.
Portugal.
Yeah. We were just talking about Portugal.
Loving Portugal these days, too. They're making some great wines.
I mean, just the brightness in the nose.
Yeah, that's like screaming summer.
Mm-hmm.
Even the bottle looks to me like summer. Like, the label looks like it's like water, like the pool water.
Has a little bit of like kind of that effervescence on the tongue, right?
It definitely does, man.
Bright, spritzy.
I caught that instantly. There's bubbles in my glass, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow, that is super nice.
That's the Slug Me style. Slug me
down,
right?
That's what we were trying to think of before, the slug me style. But it's not like it's just disappearing.
No, but absolutely not. Again, you know, you and I have talked quite a bit about wines of balance and wines with good acidity, and that absolutely has it. You know what I mean? It's the for me, it's the acidity which hangs on the palate.
Yeah.
Which I need, you know, you want to pair that with food. That just screams for food.
Totally.
Okay, so this one is very cool. We are going to, I love unscrewing these.
I love that.
We're going to the island of Sardinia.
Fantastic. Off the coast of Italy.
Yeah. And this is a joint project between the folks from Tenuta San Guido, best known for their flagship wine, Sassicaia, and the folks from Argiolis, who they have a winery on Sardinia. And this wine's called Samas.
Now, the last time I was here, we did the red. We talked about the red.
We tried the, the Barua.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
Very good. See, you remember, and I didn't. Mm-hmm. And this is mostly Vermentino. And this is, you know, you can feel the ocean on this, but it's done in a slightly off-dry style.
And the Vermentino, too, you can taste that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
That's another grape that people have to really start to venture into. Like, go, the Sauvignon Blancs are fabulous, but let's try some new stuff this summer. I think the Vermentino and the Chenin Blanc should be the top two.
I mean, so beautiful. So, like, tropical and aromatic in the glass.
Wow.
And same thing on the palate. It's got that kind of real tropical fruit profile to it.
Mm.
Right? Puccio walking into... So, I serve
love
this
that.
When I have... If I have a barbecue and people come in and they, you know, I welcome them. I'm like, here, let me give you a glass of this. They don't even have to say what they're interested in. This is like... the perfect way to start a party.
Because it also has a little, I feel like it has a little effervescence to it, right?
Yep.
So you're saying in lieu of a bubbly.
Yep.
That's a great one. Not to mention it's an amazing story.
Yeah.
Who even knew Sardinia made wines until we had one here the other day?
Yeah, exactly.
That were good at
now
least.
You know. So this wine I found when I was out in California a couple months ago. It's not discovering the winery, but it's Dutton Goldfield. So that's the partnership between Dan Goldfield, who's a longtime oenologist over in Sonoma County, and Steve Dutton and the Dutton family.
Uh-huh.
They own obviously lots of great vineyard sites, and he loves to play with varietals. So he said, Andrew, you know what? I did a blend with Syrah and Zinfandel, are the two primary grapes in here. And he said, you know what? I thought it was the coolest idea ever. But commercially, who's looking for Syrah and Zin? And so I said, well, let's taste it. And we tasted it, and you can create your own opinion. And we were like, wow. And I said, you were very smart to put this in a screw cap.
First of all, you can smell the Syrah, but you can taste the Zin.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get the Syrah on the nose, but I got the Zin when I tasted it.
Right.
I love that.
And it has that, again, in the palate, that same crushed black pepper sort of fruit that we've talked about before.
Great barbecue wine,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, screw top works perfectly with all those, that rich sauce, barbecue sauce, the meats.
That's what we thought. It literally just came into the store, so I think once it settles down for a little bit, too, it'll get a little bit
But what a cool little combination, too. I mean, who knew?
Yeah. So, that is a fun wine. Next
is...
It's a
great one, actually. And that's Russian River Valley, too, which was also doing some amazing stuff.
Yeah. And you can, you know, it's so much more affordable over on that side.
I know. Like
the other side, but...
You hate to diss Napa, but the prices are just getting out of control. All right, so a lot more purple in the color in this one.
Yeah. So this is Petit Chapeau, and this is Daniel Janus. He has been a very prominent figure in the New York wine scene, got his start out as a wine director in New York City at some of the top restaurants, the Dynex Group, Restaurant Daniel, but he's always had a passion for French wines, Burgundy, to be specific, and this is one of his little, you know, because when you work in the restaurant world, you need something you can pour by the glass, right?
Yep.
And you know you gotta have wines, so this Petit Chapeau is a project he's worked on for a while. There's a red and white, and like...
It's easy to drink. 2014 means little hat. There's a hat on the label, by the way. Super easy to drink. I love that this is a Bordeaux with a screw cap. Like, they're getting there.
Yeah.
They're getting it, I should say, right?
Yeah. And it's got, you know, it's got structure to it. So it's, you know, by no means light. But, I mean, on the finish, it's like, it's round. It's got a little bit of grip. But, I mean, I could see slugging this down with a burger easily.
But... I think your point's a really good one. Look, you're either slugging or you're savoring, right? Kind of thing. So,
yeah.
And call it is what it is.
Yeah.
You don't have to pretend that you're savoring a screw top wine.
Yeah.
Just drink it and enjoy it.
Yeah.
I like that, actually.
Okay, so we're finishing up. We're going back down to Argentina. We're going Malbec.
And you would, it's easier to find a screw top Malbec.
Yes.
Right? Than a Bordeaux.
For sure. You know, you're not gonna find,
right?
You're not gonna find a lot of screw cap Bordeaux out there. At least not yet.
Not yet.
But it's yeah, they'll learn.
So Mendoza, Malbec, we were just talking about Malbec before.
Yeah.
They're coming into their own. They're making some great wines again.
Yeah, yeah, because they realized that again, some of it had to do with the economics of what the country was going through years ago. So it was all about just making as much as you could. Now it's about, you know, really putting themselves on the map with the other great regions of the world.
Yeah, and selling and competing.
Right.
And I think they are. I mean, I think you can argue some of them can stand up to a good cab.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Especially with food. I think that it's a great wine with food.
I like this. It's really, for me, this is my style of Malbec in the sense that it's, you see me making the fist
yes.
in the video, but it's got really kind of tightly wound fruit on the mouth, which is good because it just keeps, it's a more compact style that goes through like the middle of your mouth,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Versus something when, you know,
that
the
goes
other
all
is
over the place.
All over and like feels like it's sticking to your teeth and, you know, heavy and weighty.
Mm-hmm.
This has, you know, really good precision to it.
That's like your big cabs.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it feels like a blanket on my tongue
because
they're like everywhere. This is, you're right, it just goes right down the center of your tongue. Again, great with food, great barbecue, picnic, you name it.
For me, this wine would 1,000% be whatever you're eating or serving, this wine would hang out in the background.
Yeah, and just
be it. Delicious, you'd love it, but it wouldn't dominate whatever you're cooking or making. So you can screw them all back on.
I think it's awesome, and you can save them and keep them in the fridge or keep them on the counter and bring them to your next barbecue.
Yeah.
This is
Cheers.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Here's some screw cap.